Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, OKN. 7:06. Happy Wednesday day, a.k.a. hump day, a.k.a. middle of the week, a.k.a. almost a Friday.
Almost. We're almost there.
Justin, Mamie, Bill, hanging with you this morning. 844-788-3464, 844-STUDIO-4. That's the number. Kind of fidgeting a little bit.
I can't get my chair right.
Do I go up? Do I go down? What do I do?
I don't know.
Do you you have automatic seats in your tank that you drive out of? I think back to the days of when you didn't have automatic seats for most vehicles, and that wasn't, you know, too far in the past for me.
I just keep getting shorter. Just keep wiggling. I can't get this chair right.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll let you figure that out. and the setting of the seat every time, it's almost like as if the automatic chairs make it more difficult because, you know, you have to wait, you know, because you like push the button. Yeah. And it's like, okay, that's my back. That's my gluteus. That's the little hump that sticks into my back. And you try to figure that out, right?
Yeah, but do you have one where it like saves it?
I do have a button one.
Like, can you save your setting?
My truck does not. The minivan does.
Yeah.
So the minivan, we do utilize that. That's pretty
key,
crucial.
The settings, especially with Rob and I.
Because if you hadn't met Demi yet, my wife is significantly shorter than I am. She's not vertically challenged. She just is shorter.
Right.
And she thus requires to be a little bit closer to the dash.
Mm-hmm.
And so if in her car, though, too, if you unlock it with her keys, it's like set to her number, which is number one, of course. And then my keys, the backup keys, the anybody can use keys, number two.
Yeah.
And so
that's the way it should be. That's how I'm on is too. Yes, I'm number one always in every car. What are you talking about?
Even the truck.
Forget it. I'm number one.
So when I unlock it with her keys and then I get in there and I'm like this, I'm right here up on the dashboard. And then it's the.
So that's what it is. So
it's the slowness.
Ours has just on the side, it has a one and a two. And so when you get in the car, you pick which one you are.
Both vehicles have that?
Just mine.
Just mine.
Okay. Yeah, just mine.
Yeah. Do you drive Rob's car ever?
I do sometimes. It's more like a work truck though. It's only special occasions that I drive that thing around because it drives like a work truck. Yeah. it's bouncing around. He loves that truck, though.
I'm sure he does.
Loves that truck. Yeah, so I drive his sometimes. But no, mine is the family car, the one we take everywhere.
The car riding in the car, I think of Zootastic.
Zootastic, that's
you
right.
You found out.
Breaking news. Thanks to Queen City News, they let us know.
Oh, that'll wake you up.
Yeah.
Did you want to know this thing we're about to talk about? Because now you are.
You're awake now.
Zootastic for sale?
It's for sale.
Scotty Brown is selling Zootastic. Tell everybody.
So it's, this morning, excuse me.
Somebody call Scotty right now. Tell him to call in.
This morning when I watched the story, they did not have a price. But now when I opened up the article, it's $16 million is what the price is. 186 acres.
Scotty's trying to retire.
He is. That's what he said. He's trying to retire.
There you go.
It includes.
Didn't even have to read the article.
Animals.
It includes the animals?
It includes the animals. So on the listing, it has a list of the animals that it includes. Giraffes, llamas, alpacas, I think there's a turtle that was. Included in there. So, yeah.
I'd be curious. I'd have to look up because I've had zero time to do any research on this. I'm purely making this up as we discuss it. But the real estate value of Zootastic has to be quite significant, I would imagine. Zoo, yes.
That's it, horse. Do they have a horse?
I don't think Scotty's got horses.
He needs to get
zeal.
Yeah.
Tigers. tigers and bears and all kinds of things actually out there. But the real estate's got to be a good portion as far as $16 million. Let's make up a number for the real estate value. I've got no idea. Do not hold this. This is not a opinion.
Okay, real estate value is just the land, the housing. You're not including all the other things.
Not
that
the
come
animals.
With it.
Basically, not
just
including the animals.
The land and the building.
Not including the animals. I'm not including the business.
The good
as far
feelings
as the
that you get when you come there, you're not including that either. there?
Nope, just including pure dirt. Just dirt and some
I don't know
wood
how real estate works.
And metal. And
there's some good feelings when you come.
And some highways. Okay. That's about it. It's right there in Troutman. Gotta be of 16 million, maybe put 10 to 12 million on the real estate. What do you
really?
Think?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
I'm
know
making
real
it up.
Estate.
I don't know how many acres he's got.
186.
It's 196 acres.
80.
What would you do with 180 acres in Troutman? You can turn it into anything you want. You can leave it as Zootastic, or you can convert it to, you know, a gas station. What do you want to do?
Water park with the animals.
In Troutman.
In Troutman. Let's do it.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
I think that like the water park couldn't be like, it couldn't be Emerald Point. You
no,
know,
no,
we
no,
can't,
no, no, no.
I'm talking like slip and slide status.
Yeah, it's not a real fancy one.
Right. Like you ever rode the belly of a hippo? Like that. Like yeah, that's what we want you to
stuff
do.
Like that. Like obstacle course, like dodge the animals, but also jump in the pool at the end.
Get in it. Wait until the Christmas theme parties.
I love
parties.
This idea. Let's do this. What are you doing after the show?
Seller financing, Scotty. <That's>
You know him. Let's call him.
I don't know him personally. I've met him once or twice, and I've seen him around. He is a county commissioner.
Yeah. Well, so, there you go. It's for sale. $16 million includes dozen of exotic animals, the gift shop, concessions, and animal excursions. You get all that for $16 million.
I have plenty of business questions I could ask Scotty right now on there, but he's not here to answer them. So I can put a list out there. But I think to the Tiger King, the Netflix documentary. I know Scotty, the stories I've heard, he's had to deal with a lot of the stuff related to owning, you know, a park like this. So I don't know. You got to be dedicated. You got to love the animals. I mean, I'm sure he does. You know what I mean? Like you're out there, you're taking care of tigers. You better love them. Otherwise, they're going to eat you.
Yeah, you know how I feel about animals. They're not my favorite thing to hang out with.
You just don't like animals.
I'm just a bad person. I hate it.
If you could just like, but if you could have like a safari in your backyard, do you think that would make you love animals more?
It'd be interesting to see. Like at Disney World, you know, you go on the expedition.
The excursion.
You go out and see the animals.
There's the wild animals. Oh,
there they are.
Maybe you change it into a Bluey theme park.
Oh, is Bluey a big thing? I don't know Bluey.
You're not. Oh, that's right.
I don't have any need to know Bluey.
Gosh, just a different season of life.
I know that they're Australian
shepherds.
They're dogs. Is that what they are? Okay. They have an Australian accent. Only thing I know that because my niece did watch it and she would sometimes say things in an Australian accent and they blamed it on Bluey.
It's one of the most popular shows in the world and for the children these days.
Is it good? Should I watch it?
It's a great show. Here's the confusing part to me. And I don't know if this is an Australia conversion kind of thing going on. Each episode is only 7 minutes.
I think that's okay.
I'm not mad at
you
it.
You met a kid. They don't have a very long attention span.
But I think, what's it like watching TV in Australia? You got a 7-minute show. Like, you're talking about like...
Is it on TV or is it a straight...
It's on TV.
It's on TV too. So is it like a 2-episode per show?
Good question. I live in America.
Okay. They used to do stuff like that here.
Yeah, they would do
like
stuff like that.
2 episodes in one show.
Yeah, like Katie was a big fan of Phineas and Ferb, and they're like 8-9 minutes per episode.
Yep.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Okay.
In a 30-minute show, 28-minute show.
It's like a transition, like in between. Like, new episode, new day. The sun has risen again.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe
attention
that's
a twofer.
Yeah. The BOGO.
I don't know if they're doing that, though, or not. I think they just want 7-minute episodes in Australia. I'm not familiar. So anybody want to buy Zootastic? Don't call me. I don't know anything about it.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, okay. 7:18. Happy Wednesday day to you. You know, when it starts getting toward the end of the week, people start getting all wild out. You know, there's a zoo for sale. It's going to be a zoo out there. Let's find out what's going on. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. There's no accidents to report at this time. 77 southbound from Statesville to Charlotte. There's pockets of some heavy traffic. There'll be some slowdowns around Huntersville. 77 northbound, it's about the same thing. There's some pockets of heavy traffic, but everything's flowing right now. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any problems, so we've made it to Wednesday.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff, for that. You want to throw in on a zoo with us, Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff, you're in, I'm in.
Well, I told Bill, I heard, you know, rumors going around that you guys are going to buy a zoo.
Who said that? No one should be talking like this right now, this early, Jeff. My gosh. Hey, does ICATS allow animals on the buses?
If there's a special needs with, yes, there can be a dog, or I guess there's even like a miniature horse or something that they that you can use for special needs. And so I haven't dealt with it yet, but yeah, there's situations where they can bring on their service animal.
Which row on the ICATS bus do you think my tiger will fit on?
Your tiger? Well, I would say that one would not be on the bus.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I was wondering if we were ever going to get
a
okay.
sunroof for the giraffe so he can ride.
I was going to say, I hope you haven't started drinking this morning or something. I mean, you don't want to put animals on. I wouldn't want to be sitting with a tiger, okay?
Jeff, we appreciate you. Ride ICATS.com, alternative transportation. Wednesday, kind of day in between of going specialty places. Some specialty places coming up over the next couple of days we'll talk about. Jeff, we'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right, y'all have a great day. And Manny, I do like your idea of a water park there. That would be good.
All right, let's do it.
So, all right, take care.
Right, ICATS.com. So tiger's not allowed on the bus. We can say that definitively.
But he did not say no giraffes.
He didn't say no giraffes.
So
kind of like the situation here at our office where on the door it says no dogs.
Doesn't say no cats.
Doesn't say no cats.
Horse.
Or no horses.
Yeah. What about Layla's?
Layla's a dog.
Not really.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
What? Excuse me. Word of the day.
Oh my!
I apologize about that.
Frogs in our throats this morning.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my! That threw me off there. Today's word of the day on this. Well, a little rainy, but
definitely rainy.
Not going to steal my joy.
No.
On this beautiful April the 10th of 2024. Today's word is avoirdupois.
Yes.
Avoirdupois.
Yes.
Avoirdupois.
Don't even get me started.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
So for
Avril Lavigne. You said Avril Lavigne.
Abracadabra is what I heard.
Correct. Word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April the 25th through the 28th up there at Wilkes Community College. Avoirdupois. Avoirdupois. For those following along, we're dealing with a noun here. Avoirdupois.
Wow. Avoirdupois.
Could almost be Avoirdupois.
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 Avoirdupois-nacious.
The coach limited his recruiting to linebackers of a certain Avoirdupois.
Body shape. Skill set.
Skill. I was going to say skill level.
Skill level.
You guys were closer on the initial
body type?
Body
appearance.
Justin's excitement about the eclipse was palpable, but his avoirdupois meant he needed to secure a sturdy viewing spot to accommodate his weight.
Thank you for not making that one about me.
His body shape.
I'm sorry. I just read that sentence.
His double lunch. I don't know.
Avoirdupois. Avoirdupois. The meaning of avoirdupois is synonymous. I love you. Avoirdupois is synonymous with weight and heaviness, definitely, especially related to the body.
Do you hear what the sentence really was? Justin broke the eclipse when he sat on it.
That's what I said. Thank you for not using my name.
They thought it was an eclipse. It was really Justin who slid to his left momentarily.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's
I'm
okay.
Sorry. I did not know that was the sentence. I should have read that previously. Thanks for being a good sport. Averdupois. You almost got to say it twice. So nice.
We'll see. I'm going to try to work this in today. Body type.
All right. Now,
what's the actual definition again?
It is big body? Synonymous with weight and heaviness.
Synonymous with weight. Okay, so we could be just talking about a giant pallet of concrete.
Correct. The Averdupois.
You ever seen a pallet of concrete?
I have not.
Because the wood couldn't handle.
I've seen slabs of concrete,
yeah. Right. Synonymous with large bodies?
Weight and heaviness.
It doesn't have to technically mean a body. It just means something that's weight.
It does say especially as related to the body, but you could use it for...
For something else.
For something else, correct.
Okay, so you could even say, like, this is really avoirdupoising my mind.
No, because you conjugated a noun.
I did.
Yeah. You're not going to get that past me, partner.
Mm. I still am confused why I can't conjugate it, but anyway. All right. Word of the day. Avoirdupois, synonymous with weight and heaviness. Justin blotted out the sun.
Horse.
That was the sentence of the day. Merlefest happening April 25th through the 28th. Ben Daniels is planning to be there on April 25th, so we will come live from Merlefest. We will have someone there on the scene.
Right. Everybody's going to be super lively.
7 a.m. at your thoughts.
Knocking on musicians' doors.
Right. It's early. Your thoughts.
What do you want to talk about?
That was my idea.
Can't wait for that.
Knock on the trailer doors, see who answers.
That'd be a fun game. Let's play that one.
Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway, Larkin Poe, Turnpike Troubadours, Teskey Brothers, Nickel Woo! Creek. Old Crow Medicine Show. We're going to be giving away tickets starting next week. There is like a we're doing a well, you got to listen to the promo. It'll come on later this hour. You'll hear it for How Can You Win. And so let me tell you that around 7:45 today, if you can, if you're in the car, if you're at home, wherever you're at 7:45, you're going to hear how you can win, and that's important because that's how you get the tickets. Merle yes. Madness ended. Somebody won some tickets from that.
Somebody correct. Won. Yeah, they won. Joe Berg announced it on his show yesterday.
Oh, he did announce it.
Yes. He did announce
okay,
it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Excellent.
Teased it, actually.
Teased it?
Yeah, teased it at the beginning. Said, you got to hold on. What about Averdupois and the Boys? Could that be a Merlefest
Ooh,
band?
Ooh, that would be a Merlefest band.
That'd be strong. Gosh.
That'd be a good one.
They'd probably play.
Averdupois and the Tiny Boys.
They'd play right next to the sensational Barnes Brothers.
That's it.
That'd be like a duo.
One of them's in both bands. You know?
We'll see if we can Averdupois, if I can use that with Bill Russell when he calls in at 8:15.
Yes.
Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. He's going to be calling in at 8:15. I'm going to see if I can get him with this word. Don't know if I can or not today. We'll find out. I was gotten the other day. You got me, Mamie.
I got you.
You got me because I thought my world was ending. You know that I don't go to movie theaters often.
You don't? No, I didn't know that.
I'm not
know
a
you,
fan.
I didn't know you don't go often.
For the most part, but I have found one that I like, and that's Our Town Cinema in Davidson. I do like that theater.
I do too. That's pretty much the only place I go watch
exclusively.
Movies. Mm-hmm. I like the chairs. I like it's small. I like the little tables. I like the candles even they give you whenever
great
you
snacks,
order. Great snacks.
Great beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Great movies.
Yeah.
They actually have the hits.
Yeah, yeah, they have current movies. You can also rent out.
You want to go
one
see
of the theaters for a party, private movie show.
You can rent the theater.
Yes, you can.
You can rent the theater so you can watch the Eras Tour privately.
You can. Charlotte, Michelle from Charlotte the Figgy, she did that.
She rented to watch the Eras Tour.
To watch the Eras Tour, yeah,
dang.
Big party, yeah.
Okay, well, they were closing.
So Monday they announced that they were closing. Someone has bought. I can't remember the name of the development. The little shopping center there, where it is,
complex.
Where the egg and beach tanning is there. It's a couple other businesses over there.
So, shout out to tanning salons.
Ooh, I love a spray tan.
Throw it back. You
oh,
know?
No. Spray tan is where it's at. You just wait.
Got spray tan and a little movie night. You know,
yeah,
that's a good combo.
The
right
egg,
there.
Too. Get you a little breakfast. Go in there, watch a movie, and eat popcorn for lunch. That's a good day. So, they announced that they were closing because the rates and they couldn't negotiate the
new lease.
The new lease. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what it is. And so people were just really upset.
I bet
yourself
they were
included.
Violence.
Yeah.
Chose violence.
Yourself included.
Started throwing chairs.
Very upset. It was all over social media, all over my timeline. I don't know about yours, but it was all over my timeline.
I'd rather not share my timeline.
And then yesterday I get a text from one of the part owners of the theater, and she said they renegotiated. It's official. They're not closing. So
the outcry has done it.
Yep. Broke the news on LKN memes. Movies.
Lion King, 1995.
I don't know what to do with that.
I just was imagining
what movie it was, what movie you were seeing in that moment. That sound came on.
In my mind, that's where I was Lion King.
Yeah, so broke the news on LKN memes yesterday. Everybody's very excited. But Davidson, the theater put out a post yesterday evening too, confirming that, you know.
Did Steph Curry respond to it at all?
He did not. No, he didn't. Mm-mm. No.
Busy hooping. I think he had the Lakers last night.
He did. I watched it.
He had a busy day.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Caught a little bit of the game. Caught the first quarter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just when you think you know a guy.
Well, it was a West Coast game, so, you know, you caught me at the end of the night. You know.
Gotcha.
the moment of free time there. All right. Teacher of the Month. Forgot about that one, too. I meant to say that earlier. My bad. Sorry.
It's still happening.
Oh, wait. It's still happening. I didn't forget it. It's still going on because every month we're picking a teacher to win. $50 Nina's Boutique gift certificate. Free gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles of Davidson. Shout out to those two. You can see them. Well, I'll tell you where you can see them and learn more about them shortly. But Teacher of the Month. Sign up now. WSICnews.com. Instagram. LKN Memes.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy Wednesday day to you. And if you're just joining us right now, we have a special guest here in the studio who I kind of feel bad.
I'm nervous.
Why?
This is
Why?
A celebrity. We've got a celebrity in the studio.
Stop it. Come on.
Yeah, I'm real hyped that you're here.
Miss Tanya Rivens joins us right now. Cornelius native?
Yeah.
Like multi-generation, actually.
Absolutely, yes.
And I feel bad. So we know someone, one of your family members, your nephew, Alonzo.
That's right.
Bill and I grew up with Alonzo here. We used to cause plenty of havoc up and down Catawba and all around everywhere here in Cornelius. Yeah. So I apologize for that. Any sleepless nights in the past. No. but for 20 years, I said ribbons. I've been pronouncing it wrong.
So now I feel really
bad. But you're not pronouncing it wrong. And let me go back to Alonzo. Yeah, he is obviously, if you all were friends and grew up together, I get an idea.
Right.
Yeah. and Alonzo's still in it. Speed. So still having a good time. He does have a daughter now, but I have to tell him that you all met him. But no, here's the funny part. And if you're from the South, what your grandfather says your name is, that's your name.
Right.
And so everyone says Rivens, but my family in Salisbury, my family in Florida, my family in DC, most other places, they go by Rivens, but here it's Rivens.
Mm.
And there's a large group of us here. Mm-hmm. And if you meet one, we're all related.
So is that like when Mayor Washam will say, no, it's Jatun, or it's like this, the name. So
like
you
know
if the person knows.
That's right. It's Jatun.
It's that native Cornelius accent.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I tell people, we didn't know any of these X's until others started arriving. What do you mean 28? I've got to start memorizing. I don't know what that is, but I've got it down now.
Yeah. And that really is the system. Uncle and aunt moved about 2 years ago from California, and that was the same thing. I was like, oh, just go to 23. You'll be just fine. They're like, where's 20? I'm at Costco right now. Am I in the right spot? No, that's not right.
Well, first of all, let me say thank you all for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate this because too many times, often what's not happening is what we have right here in our community. And I love Cornelius. I love Smithfield. And I try to be a mouthpiece for that. And everywhere I go, I make sure people know that's where I'm from.
Smithfield's got a lot going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit going on. That's probably an understatement.
In a good way, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Change is good. I just think more inclusion is needed.
So can you give us the inside? Like the families that, you know, the families that have been in Smithfield a long time, there's a lot of conversation, revitalization, all these big words, right, that everybody knows, or affordable housing, right? We can throw all those out. What's the sentiment in the community right now?
You know, it's really interesting that you would put it that way because it's getting a pulse on that is something that's a little challenging. And I kind of, you know, what I tell people is I was in college. I'm a journalist. I woke up one morning, had this dream, and I'll never forget, to keep my grandfather's legacy going, because traditionally, total transparency, Black Americans lose their property in the community, and especially when it's wealthy areas. And I wanted to keep my business, my grandfather's legacy going, and he passed away when I was three. So I didn't recall a whole lot about him. And he was an entrepreneur. He was one of the first Black barbers in the community. He had that business there, barbershop, and a diner. My grandmother did the diner. And when he passed away, he's got 12 children. None of them wanted to be an entrepreneur. So that whole legacy, one generation, you know, was missing out. So here I am, very happy at trying to fulfill it. But I'm a journalist. I don't know a whole lot about business. And I stepped in and convinced family to let me take over it. And where I'm going with this is I came back and invested in the community, pouring thousands to keep this business going, not knowing what I'm doing. Oh, I'm going to lose this business. How many times did that happen? But, you know, I thank God I still have it since 2003. And so having that in the community, I feel like a lot of times in our community, we're not very appreciative of what we've been able to build and to have people included. So where am I going with that? The Coalition is the group that was formed. I initially, with another gentleman, started back the community meetings. I started working television nights, couldn't be at the meetings, got removed from the board. I don't know where this got lost in translation, but my priorities would be my son, you know, and the business and, you know, going to work. With that said, in my opinion, the pulse is we need more inclusion from residents. We want the community changes. We embrace. I mean, look around us. We know what's happening. So there's a group of residents that I work with as well that we have some ideas that we would like to be included in on it. And so the pulse for the community is everyone wants what's best for the community as long as we can preserve the history and keep the legacy. And that's bottom line. Mm-hmm. My mom is 87. She's not going anywhere. You can waive a $500,000 and she's still going to stay in her home.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, because that, and there's a whole row of, I've got an aunt that's 80. There's another, they're the first four houses on Smithville Lane. They're not budging because this is what they love and this is all they know, you know, and the kids might say, take the money, grandma, and go, you know, into a senior living. You have a better lifestyle, but that's not what they know. You got to remember, these are a group of people that were doing things like domestic work and working in factories. And so this is to have their home and to live, this is what they like. So the pulse is there are a lot in the community that like what's happening. And there are some that would like to say, hey, can we be a little bit more inclusive?
You jumped in. I had a couple of
follow-ups. No, you go
right?
ahead.
You
Let's
sure?
go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Usually
go
what
ahead.
Happens is like Mamie and I just start.
We just,
you know,
yeah.
I usually talk over it. It's a different conversation. The roundabout's going in right there at 21 Catawba. I imagine that's probably been a conversation a little bit inside the community.
Well, that's been going on for quite some time, that conversation. And so I think it was kind of expected. But when you see it, it's like, whoa. Where did all the trees go and what's really happening here? But it's happening. See, before my business, I was the first one to kind of renovate it, first in 50 years. And so then Quick Trip comes in. So you see the slow progression of what's happening. I think more concern is a proposed street on the revitalization plan to come straight through the neighborhood. And that, I believe, is what people are torn about. And they're like, oh, it's going to happen eventually. And it will, but we've got children in the neighborhood. We've got elders, and who wants that increased traffic? So I think right now that situation, people have kind of accepted it. A lot of the families contacted by DOT, and I think they did a pretty good job of compensating them and working with them on that. I think the next conversation was around the other proposed one and where it goes. And we all know the traffic is horrible, but I think kind of looking like, okay, but why is it just this neighborhood? And by the way, can you get a light right here by Smithfield Park?
For the kids, so that way they can play at the park and people can turn out of the neighborhood and all that kind of stuff.
And not to mention, I sit right there in the corner with my business and people want to feel comfortable if they want to cross the street, you know? Or so.
I'm curious. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't expecting to go down this road of Smithville this morning. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not, but I'm fine with
that. That's the
it.
Idea of radio, though, because this is not scripted.
Right.
And Mamie didn't know either.
That you were going to come in here and Justin, tell me what happened.
No. Mamie actually heard me speak before. And I think my thread and my narrative is the same always is, let's have more inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's asking too much.
It's not. And the interesting part of like redevelopment, right? Because Cornelius right now, you've got downtown Cornelius that is getting completely rebuilt, right? You've got Mills Market. You've got multiple other projects. Kane Center announces they're buying buildings as well. So you've got a lot of that. And you've got the people who, to your point of, bought a house at a time in the world when it's not easy now, right? Again, in another way, shape, or form. But the concept of home ownership, the American dream, the building a legacy, building wealth, building a family and community and all of that. And now you've got a generation who, and for lack of a better sensitive word, are beginning to age out, right? Yeah, and absolutely. That's what you're having. So how can a community come all together to balance all the different, you got young kids, you got seasoned folks, you got middle, you got everybody in a community that's smack dab in the center of one of the wealthiest affluent communities in all of the nation. Let's be honest, because you know we got more banks here in our zip code than like,
and they keep coming.
Yeah, than like 99.9% of zip codes. It's pretty wild.
Yes.
So what's it like on the day-to-day when you talk to these families and you hear from them and the worries they've got? Is there hope for the future?
I believe there's a lot of hope for the future. So what I hear is from day one, I believe the whole approach should have been more of a more buy-in first and foremost. There was a survey that was done, but you've got to take time and talk to people and explain because this is all new. Now, first and foremost, we're going to make sure that it's very clear, and I've gone on the record more than once, we are not against the revitalization plan. It doesn't matter how many times it's said. There's still a narrative that's being pushed. Oh, just dismiss that. And so that's a real challenge. How do you get more of this is talk to people, really take the time and understand, make sure that they understand what you are providing. No, you can't please everybody, mm-hmm. but you can make sure that they understand what's happening and take their ideas. And there's no perfect plan. So you've got a development plan, redevelopment plan, but let's go back and try it again. Let's go back and try include this. Let's go back so that we can continue to make sure that you're not getting this. And it's not a path of resistance, but it's like, wait a minute. No, we're not going to just sit here and say, okay, this is perfect. Because again, there's never a perfect plan.
Miss Tanya Rivens, Cornelius Lifer. Townie. I call you a townie.
Hey, yeah. I like that. Look, I've got a segment called Tea Time, so time for townie.
All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk more about Smithville and life and good food, maybe? Maybe a little bit of food?
Yeah,
absolutely.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48. Happy Wednesday day to you and yours. You can take us wherever you want. You can do that with the WSIC app. You can live stream the radio all day. You can watch the video live stream as well. And if you want to do that right now via the WSIC app, you can. You can say good morning to everyone. You can catch every show on demand with the podcast feature and local deals from the local wonderful businesses of the community. We've got a fellow entrepreneur. Do you consider yourself an entrepreneur?
At this point, I have to receive that because I have a nonprofit too. And so, yes, just trying to, again, the whole legacy, call it crazy. You know, who goes into business thinking they're going to get wealthy? We all do. But does it actually happen?
Hopes and dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. But yes, because of the business. And I tell people I can write a book about what not to do when you go in business. Every mistake there is out there, I've made it.
So you this was a family business. You're second, third generation? Would you consider it third generation of the business, or what do you think?
I would say second, since we skipped over one.
Okay.
I guess that would be the way to categorize it. I'm laughing because if you notice, we've started, I got married. And so my husband's like, this, shout out Doug Rashid. He's like, we're not doing this anymore. No, this is not happening. But you know what? I'm so grateful because just yesterday, I can call my architect, who doesn't even work for me anymore, Charles Wilbur and Associates, and he'll take my call and answer questions. Yeah. I'm like, Charles, you know, we're family. He's known my son since he was one. Well, where can you do that except for a small town mm-hmm. where you build these relationships? Mm-hmm. And when you mention banks, you know, what used to be you could build those relationships, they seem to change a lot now. But
I still go into the bank. I prefer to. I deposit. I walk in with my checks. I try to deposit because I want to talk to people. Right. I want to know what's going on. Do you feel that we're losing that sense of like being, I don't want to call
that
it family.
Community. I think the community, do you feel like we're losing that because you are a native of here? Because I feel like we still have it. I mean, that's what I love about living here, especially Cornelia's.
So 2 points. It's tough when you want to keep what was in the past mm-hmm. and you know that progress is coming. Let me say real quick for the banks, though, I still do the same. As a matter of fact, I'm on the State Employee Credit Union's advisory board.
Nice.
Yeah, so I really appreciate them. But back to community, I do think that we're losing it the way that we used to mm-hmm. know it. But I mean, transformation is going to happen and you've got to embrace the change. It's just how you want to deal with it. So I don't know if you guys recall, at one point I was writing for the local paper here and the idea was, hey, I don't like what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing. People are moving here. They don't know. We used to grow up. We all loved each other. We didn't care, you know, what race or whether mm-hmm. you did or not. We didn't know it. I mean, I could tell you stories growing up of how, you know, we all would hang out together. And when I had the ice cream parlor open, people would stop by and say, oh, I just love what's going on here. So I was writing about Smithville and the history and, you know, how it was Germtown and how, you know, the elders had to lay the pipes. I talked about the barbers and more than just the barber shop and how even back in the day when you had people that died, you had to have the bodies in your homes because there were no black funeral homes. All this so people would really, and I really kind of missed that. But I also like now the, you know, being able to come and talk about just, I mean, no one in the big city probably really wants to have this conversation. All there,
you know, you can't say Charlotte around here. Right. You know, you can't be talking
well,
about
no,
Charlotte.
Well, no, that's in big city. But there is a focus being in media. If you notice now, a lot of trying to focus on small town stories and bring that feel back. Mm-hmm. So I miss what we had, but I do appreciate what we have now as well.
I think through COVID, right, the pendulum swung so hard to national, right? Everyone was so dialed in, yeah. so focused. What are we doing? What are we doing? And then now it's like, well, wait a second. I need to know what's going on in my local, what's going on my streets? What's happening here?
Right.
And as all of these, and as all these things are progressing and we look to our area specifically of the Lake Norman area, which we, do you consider Statesville as part of Lake Norman? Quick question for you here on this one.
Yes and no. See, I know.
Depends who's asking.
Right. I'm working on being a diplomat. So how about that? Yeah, yes and no. But that's certainly when you're going for, because I have a nonprofit, and when you start talking about what counties you cover, I love to say, you know, Cornelius is special because we're within 20 minutes of Lincoln, Cabarrus, and Iredale. Who else can serve that many, you know, from this little pocket mm-hmm. right here?
And that's been the unique part, right? Where now we almost have to lean on our neighboring municipalities and communities to kind of come together. Do you see that fitting, or what's your observation of that at all, or if that's possible?
I actually see it all coming together. I think the challenge is, as long as we can keep our identity, then it all works better for the good. I mean, how long have we been here? And we see the city keeps growing outward, and it's like, oh my gosh. And you don't even want to get me talking about that, because when it comes to especially
like
the benefits, give me a mic, you know, what do I do? But the benefits that we get, I complain constantly. And when I'm talking, even in the business world and the nonprofit world, you know, we're paying these taxes. Okay, so what are we really getting? Hello? Okay.
Let's talk about your nonprofit. What's going on? What are you up to?
Oh, so what I'm working on right now is we are at our business. And if you get a chance, ride by. We're right across from Swiftwell Park. And some people have noticed we are ever evolving, put a deck outside and hopefully moving in a restaurant or something. I'm putting my ice cream parlor back in.
Okay.
Jalidi's, named after my mom and my son. Okay. So Jalen and Edith, they call her Edith.
What's your favorite flavor ice cream?
Strawberry. I'm plain and simple. Oh, yeah. Just down home.
Yeah,
it is. What's your favorite?
I like a little bit of peanut butter and chocolate in mine. And maybe
good.
A little cookie dough, maybe a little brownie, maybe a little sprinkles on top, maybe a little hot
fudge. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I usually go to make your own Sunday kind of place. You know what I mean? Just kind of put it all together. So, but I'm coming by your shop real soon.
He sounds complicated. Yeah. What about you, baby?
Oh, I love a mint chocolate chip. That's probably my favorite. Yeah.
See, it's got time for all this other stuff in it.
My son loves strawberry. My daughter loves the concoctions. So
No, that sounds so delicious. But what we're working on is downstairs, switching over to a content creation studio and allowing, we're doing some workshops, working with children called, and I would say young people, change the culture. rap music is so popular, but what we have happening is with the violence and the glorifying the drugs and the derogatory language, the idea is to, if you change the lyrics, keep the beat, it's kind of like Christian gospel hip hop, because my brand is gospel music, then here's an opportunity, plant these seeds and start to change the culture. And my husband, shout out, is a Grammy nominated producer.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Gangsta's Paradise.
Gangsta's Paradise.
And he's worked with Tupac, Whitney Houston, Only God Can Judge Me. That's his song. It just goes on and on. And so I finally pushed him
celebrity.
To say,
see, I told you.
I hang out with famous people. No, I love this.
So I'm trying to push him to say, you know, you've got to share this gift. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing that. We just got a grant for Mecklenburg County. Shout out Peacekeepers Academy.
Okay.
Again, it's around violence, trying to work with young people. So we've got a workshop coming up on April 22nd at Statesville Road Elementary School, working with the youth. We're going twice. And we do that, and we talk about conflict resolution, which is something that we launched years ago, is, you know, how do you de-escalate conflicts? We've got to start talking to young people. We kind of see how they do. So how else can you do it? And what can we do? You know, the community, let's quit talking about it. You know, hold us accountable as well. So we're just trying to plant these seeds. So that's what we're doing. And, you know, we give scholarships. We just gave one in January, and it all encourages youth entrepreneurship.
I'm for that. I got no problem with that. I love that. I think of the world right now and the generational shift that's occurring. I don't know if everybody can see it, but it's definitely happening right now. You've got a generation that's been in control for a long, long time and has a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, control and power are a big part of things. But we all say we want to look to the next generation and help them out. What are some practical ways, maybe in your mind, from what you've seen and some of the things you've put together, that we as just regular people can keep children in mind? Like, what are some practical decisions in an everyday that when I make that decision, I know, okay, I didn't just cause like a disruption for the next generation. Now they're going to have a complex, right? That's what I'm always worried with my little kids. You know, I got 3-year-old and 5-year-old. It's like, I'm going to give them a complex because I didn't let them sleep in the bed with me tonight when they had the cough. You know, it's like that. So what can we do?
I think first and foremost, we need to show them respect for who they are and where they are right now. And a lot of people will say, you know, meet them where they are. And I know it can be challenging. I've got a 21-year-old, soon to be 21. Mm. He's plays college basketball. coming up this month. And I think, first of all, respect who they are and meet them where they are. A lot of times they just want you to acknowledge what they have to offer. And what we have been trying to do is just kind of talk to them and listen to them and try and pass along some wisdom. It is a challenge because of that generational shift. One thing, though, excuse me, straight coming out, I'm in graduate school. I don't know if Mamie told you that.
I'm not surprised. Right
yeah. yeah. Like, I graduate next month.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
I got my BA from UNC Chapel Hill in journalism. And why? And class last night, professor was like, what are y'all doing here? You know, you lost your mind. You got all this going on, and now you're in graduate school. But I graduate from Syracuse with an MS in communications. And I just got back from New York talking about AI. I think what we can really pass along to our young people is prepare them for the future. And instead of running from AI and focusing on the negatives, which we know is there, but showing them how to embrace and incorporate this into their life, I think that's going to be very powerful in sharing that wisdom with them. And then also, I think making them, or not make them, but try to emphasize understanding and learning their history. I think that's something else that we can pass along to them. And then lastly is showing that we're all here together to work together. I mean, it's not going to be a kumbaya moment every single day, but the expression of, most importantly, respect and love for one another. That's what I think. If we can pass that along, I think we've got a pretty good chance of keeping this thing going.
Willingness to have conversations is certainly important, right? COVID, we all got into the phones and the digital, and everyone's looking at all their stuff. And it's nice just to talk, you know, it's pretty good. It's not bad. So
I believe my time is up, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for being here.
Can
today.
I throw in one more thing real quick about Smithville?
You got 15 seconds.
15 seconds. We want to just keep the legacy and preserve the history while moving forward. And we've got some ideas.
I like ideas.
Yeah.
Miss
yeah.
Tanya
so
Rivens,
here with
thank
us
you
today.
So
thank
much
you
for
all
being
for
here.
Having me.
Good Morning Fame. We're going to get a little bit of news going on right now. And then we got Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber, 8:15.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Sorry. What's happening? Are you unplugged? Good morning, LKN.
Sorry, good morning,
you.
LKN.
I got you. Good morning, LKN. We're back. I don't know what Justin's doing. He is.
Yeah, I just definitely blew out that headphone.
Falling over.
For sure. So sorry about that.
806? You want me to keep going?
I have no headphones.
You have no headphones? 806.
Thanks,
thanks, Tanya, for coming in. Tanya Rivens. Now I know how to pronounce her last name, too.
There we go. Is that better? Do you only have it in your left too now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my fault. Okay, so I just blew up the whole studio. So excellent. Welcome back. Good morning, LKN. 806. Happy Monday to you. We're going to talk to Jeff with iCats.
Did you say Monday? It's Wednesday.
Dang. That's how it's going right now. Is it me? Does it just me that it feels like a Monday?
I think that eclipse just threw us all off this week.
You were outside drinking brouhahas during the eclipse with the glasses on the entire time.
Yeah.
And then the clips came and went. And is it not as big of a deal in your timeline now? Because, you know, pretty much for the full day before, it was all that was on there.
And then yesterday it was all over everybody's pictures of the eclipse. You know, everybody had the same kind of
summary.
Weird.
Look at the sun from my angle.
Yeah. Here's what the sun looks like, guys.
Yeah.
The memes, though. I just love the memes. The one was like everybody out here cheering for the moon, just out here doing its job.
It's an important function that we may forget about every
The videos of people who saw like the total eclipse and they're just like cheering for the earth. I don't know what they're cheering for. I don't think would you cheer if you saw the whole thing? I wasn't with you whenever you watched it here. Were you like clapping and cheering?
Go earth.
Yeah. Go moon.
Do your thing. I was more so like kind of giddy in the lead up to actually seeing it because again, you can't look up at the sun during an eclipse and see the eclipse. The sun is still like was so bright.
Right.
Still.
You have to wear the glasses to be able to see it.
Yeah. Did you just get your right headphone back, by the way, too?
No.
Oh, okay. I got mine back. I would get out there and Bill and I did it probably like four times. We went out and saw the eclipse at different stages, like 10, 15 minutes apart. And I'd get Alex. What's it going to look like? What's it going to look like? I didn't realize again, it started at the bottom right corner of the sun, the moon did. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of did this whip around crescent, you know, waning gibbous thing. To the top right corner. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. And it almost threw me off a little bit when I was watching.
What did you think? It was just going to be like just ass?
Yeah, straight across.
Just like straight.
Straight line.
Yeah.
Like in the movies. I believe the movies on this one. Saw it at Our Town Cinema in Davidson. Said, you know what? This is what it's going to be like. This is what I believe.
And now you can watch all the movies you want to at Our Town Cinema in Davidson.
You can because they're not closing.
They are not closing. No.
That's a big breaking news story that Mamie had earlier.
I did see, though, that D9... brewery.
Yeah, that one
is closing. That is confirmed.
So they
one's
filed for
close.
Bankruptcy. I believe kind of a similar mantra related to rents.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also, D9, from what I read in the article, it may have been Cornelius Today where I read the article. There was a pretty large expansion project that I believe they were working on as well. So couple those two things. The economy is certainly tightening, right? There's no doubt about that as far as spending habits.
And costs
what people are looking
more for everything,
and
right?
Costs are significantly more. Mm-hmm. And I guess like maybe it's not so much spending habits in like a normalized market. Maybe it's the lag effect of catching up to the kind of frivolous spending, if you would, over the years of COVID. I mean, that certainly could be it, right? With all the extra cash that was out there. But now when you've got local businesses, we're D9 by all accounts.
Yeah.
It's a pretty decent sized staple for Cornelius, I would say.
And it's been here since 2014. It's not a brand new business.
One of the few beers I will actually drink.
Really?
Swell Rider is one of the few that I actually would like if I'm looking to order a beer every once in a eclipse. That's what I would get.
Eclipse, yeah.
Yeah. So it's sad to see there for D9. Don't know what it means. I don't know if it's North State Capital or North State that had the lease on the building, or North State may have or may not have involved. Again, I'm just making things up right now as we talk about this out loud. But yeah, no, not a. At least we keep the movie theater, we lose the brewery, but the movie theater sells beer, so we're okay.
They do sell beer.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind they sell there. Is it craft beers or is it just, I don't drink beer.
Yeah,
they
I don't drink beer.
No, usually get a glass of wine whenever I'm there.
Okay. You get the little peel top?
Pour it in an actual cup for you. A little plastic cup of wine. It's pretty fancy.
With a commemorative Aris lid.
Man, speaking of the lids, you know, the Kane Center. I love going to events at the Kane Center.
Sure.
You have to get the sippy cup. Mm-hmm. I was doing dishes the other day. The number of sippy cups from the Kane Center that we have is ridiculous.
When in theory, you only need two because you can bring them back.
Yeah. Do I ever remember? No. And do I go there quite often? Yes. Like, every time I'm like, ah, should have brought my cups. And then I just keep the ones at home too. So we've got a ridiculous amount.
Is the cup enable you the social district outside too? Or no, is that not how that works?
No, the cup is just so you don't spill in the purely beautiful Kane Center auditorium. Yes, that's what
it's because it's got the lid.
Yes, it has the lid.
Do you keep the lid when you bring the commemorative cup home? Do you still have the lids too? Okay, all right. I didn't know if you abandoned the lids or not.
They're good cups.
That's what I mean.
Katie uses them all the time. She said they're great for like water by the bed. It has a little.
You guys
top
are laughing
it.
At me. You don't have to have a lid because it's a good cup. That was my point.
Yeah, it's a great cup. It's a great cup. I use it quite often. Just don't ever remember to bring it back to the Kane Center.
We use it for juice for the kids with the lid.
With the lids, yeah.
You got to have the lids.
The sippy cup.
You got to have it. You absolutely got to have it. 8:15, we're going to talk to Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce.
I would say more 8:20.
8:20?
Yeah. 8:22.
But there's some good announcements today that at 8:15 that people should hear. Oh, yeah, because we got to get a look at traffic, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With ICATS, right? ICATS.com, alternative transportation.
Okay, 8:22.
Okay, then we're going to keep Bill on hold until 8:22.
That's fine.
He won't mind.
He'll just hang out and listen anyway. Yeah, so here's the article. It's Queen City News. D9 Brewery Company, known for its Hakuna Matata, brown sugar, brown cow beers. See, no mention of Swell Rider.
Mm.
Unless that one of those is supposed to be Swell Rider and it's some other beer term that I don't know. Filing a Chapter 11 bankruptcy on March 29th in the Western District of North Carolina. Brewery has between 100,000 and 500,000 in assets, but its debts are in the seven figures.
Thanks.
To at least 50. Mm, interesting. So seven figures, that puts it at double-digit millions? No. Millions.
Millions.
In the millions.
In the millions, yeah.
So that's pretty, shows you the kind of a way things are. Some people, there always are going to be people that get caught at the top, right? Mm-hmm. Like in the sense, and I'm not saying, I don't know what decisions were made here or anything like that, but in general, we think to the financial markets too right now, right? And things like that going on. So there's plenty of things that will continue to move. I see things on my time having a real estate background about commercial buildings in certain places, certain markets. Thankfully, not a lot as far as like locally, but you look to markets like San Francisco, you look to markets like DC, Chicago, places like that where people that bought at the top, you know, between 2015, 2019, and now it's in this capital market, right? Again, it goes back to that and the whole wages and spending concept. So this is really deep for
this is very
time.
Deep this for a Wednesday morning.
I like it. It's informative.
We haven't talked about food once, have we?
No, we definitely talked about ice cream with Tanya.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Which is the ice cream shop, I forgot to even like follow up on it. Is the ice cream shop open right now or she's going in one
it's
of the
gonna
new
re,
spots?
No, it's going to reopen. You know, do you know where the building is that she's talking about? Right there.
Across from the park.
Across from the park.
And they're building the new ones. Mm-hmm. You know, is she moving into one of the new ones?
No, she's
staying in the one
stay
that
where
was
she
in.
Is. Yeah. Yeah, but there was an ice cream shop. It left, and now it's coming back.
See, Tony didn't know that. Like, I've got no problem eating ice cream at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, that's
yeah. She could have brought some.
She would have.
Next time she comes, I'll tell her.
That's right. We should have her back again. Absolutely. All right. We will have a look at traffic. I'm not going to say what time, but it is going to happen within the next couple of minutes. Within just the next couple of minutes, a few minutes, and then we also got Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. His show Town Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. We're going to get an inside look at what he's going to be talking about today at 4 o'clock.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning LKN. 8:18. Happy Wednesday day. I'm back on track now. We're there. Now we can get a look at the streets and find out what's going on. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, good morning to you, sir. How are things looking now?
pretty chaotic right now. Our drivers got word not to go 77 southbound to Mooresville. I don't know if it's an accident or just slow-moving traffic with the rain, but if you're headed from Statesville or Troutman to Mooresville, find an alternate route, although there's going to be some problems on 21 in Troutman. There's heavy congestion in Troutman. And then also on Perth Road, I heard that there's a lot of traffic on Perth Road going from Troutman to Mooresville, so be careful of that. 77 southbound when you get to Cornelius, all the way down to 485. You're running into to stop-and-go traffic. Of course, leave yourself some extra room and time because of the rain. Also in Charlotte, traffic is almost to a stop there. There's an accident at mile marker 10 in the left-hand lane that's slowing down traffic there. 77 northbound from about 485 all the way to Cornelius is running slow this morning. So if you don't have to go out, you might just want to have a cup of coffee and enjoy being at the house. If you have to be out, just take your time and leave some extra room. It's going to be a slow go this morning.
You think it's the rain, Jeff? What do you think it is?
I think it seems like every time that we have rain, we have some more issues. So, yeah, I believe the rain's playing a part of it.
Jeff, we appreciate the thoroughness. We appreciate you looking out for people. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. And at least you get to cruise in that HOV lane. Jeff, we appreciate you. Drive safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day.
RideICATS.com. Clearly a lot going on.
That is
there.
A lot going on. And, yeah, that rain, it just makes people drive.
It always crazy. Does. It always mm-hmm. does. Didn't sound like necessarily there were accidents. Did I miss that? There weren't like actual
I didn't hear any
accidents.
I think it's just slow traffic.
Just congestion.
Yeah.
You know, like you sit in one place for 10 minutes, you move 5 feet, you sit another 10. Mm-hmm. Probably pretty common.
That's why
like
you
that.
Should cruise that HOV lane.
That's
Jeff.
True. Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce with us. Bill, I don't know if you heard that traffic report. Very Averdupis out there right now on the streets. Are you up from the farm or where are you at right now?
Averdupis? That wasn't the word of the day. I listened to the word of the day. It wasn't Averdupis.
It's what's written on the paper right
Averdupois.
Now.
Averdupois.
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 Averdupois. Okay.
It means heavy.
I'm headed down to the farm. I'll be headed down to the farm on Friday. I'm here between Monday and Friday. I'm in Lake Norman.
How's it feel today to be in Lake Norman? Are you happy to be in Lake Norman right now?
I am so dang happy. I had to change my word real. The word of the day is dang.
That's a pretty good word.
I am so excited. The University of South Carolina women win the national championship on Sunday, and the University of South Carolina men beat the Tar Heels last night to establish who actually is Carolina at the Truist Stadium last night. So, yes, I am really happy.
He's talking about baseball.
Right, I forgot they're playing baseball down there at the Knight Stadium.
Well, we play South Carolina and North Carolina usually square off at least once a year.
Sure.
Here at Truist Stadium. And also South Carolina plays Davidson usually once a year down there in South Carolina. So we have some connections back and forth, yes.
Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, also host of Town Talk, the show that airs every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Bill, what you got on tap for the show today?
Well, we're actually going to be talking about if your marriage goes south or you're having some difficulties or challenges, you know, where do you turn? And there's, you know, there's a lot of folks who they go into a relationship and it doesn't quite work out. And there's feelings on both sides. And so we're going to talk about that aspect of a relationship. So we've got Eileen Stoner. She is executive director of Stoner Group. And we also have Lisa Kelly with Carolina Counseling and Maren Funk with, she's a partner with Godley Glazer and Funk. And they have second Saturday workshops where they're usually talking to divorced couples about how to pick up the pieces and move on from there. So it's a stage that we hope people don't go through, but if they go through, there's support. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Sounds like a heavy topic. Is that common for you to have to deal with heavy topics as president of the Chamber of Commerce? Because you probably have to sit around and listen to people's problems as business owners throughout the day and throughout the week.
Well, you know, I gave some, you know, we talked about business advice last week with some of the people I have. I said, what's the greatest business advice you've ever been given? And the greatest business advice I've ever been given came from Randy Marion. And Randy Marion said, if you've been in business long enough, bad things are going to happen to you. And how you deal with those bad things reveals your character. And you think about it, there's been times you've gone through in the business world, you've taken a risk, and it probably didn't come out the way you thought. The world's coming apart for just today.
Yeah, we just
how
bought
do
a
you
zoo.
Deal with that? So, I mean, entrepreneurs, small business people, you know, you roll the dice, you take risks, and sometimes it doesn't go your way, and you have to push through. And it's good when you have people on your side, beside you, helping you get through. So, yes, the chamber, I've said sometimes the chamber is like a MASH unit. We, you know, people come in here and they got problems, and we try to help fix them and send them on their way and maybe send them to a better source that can really work with them, like the SBA or SCORE or somebody like that. So, yeah, we do hear a lot of problems.
I don't think they're
fix them all.
The zoo comment Bill made, though, genuinely, and it's not that I wasn't listening to what you were saying, but do you want to throw in on the zoo with us? We are looking for more members to come in on the zoo.
We need about 23 more.
Yeah, 16 million is our goal. That's right, what Scotty's asking for Zootastic.
Okay, I'm totally off on the zoo. I heard Tanya was on earlier. I picked up some of that. I heard the word of the day. You haven't teased me with it. See, I thought the calls yesterday, my tailgating took place in the Handel's Ice Cream parking lot with a vanilla milkshake before I went down to the Truist Stadium. You were going to be saying, I saw you there, Bill. And now what's the word of the day? What was it?
Yesterday, Bill?
Some kind of.
Yesterday's word of the day.
Today's is Albert Dupois.
I thought you were going to talk about my physique after handling that Handel's milkshake. That's what I thought you were going to do.
Yeah, we had Handel's on last week. That's some good ice cream there too. Yeah. Can't complain about that.
Listen, the extra thick vanilla milkshake, the extra thick, not the low test. You got to get the high test. You know, it's all about the calories.
Who pays attention to that?
Right. You got to make sure you get as many as possible.
That's right. That's right. You can't leave them out there.
You mentioned that Miss Tanya being on earlier. I assume you know her, right? And the Smithville conversation, the community conversation, including people in the dialogue. What are some of the ways that you and the chamber try to include businesses in the forefront of the conversation with a lot of this stuff going around the community?
Well, we work very closely with the Smithville community in particular. And, you know, we just had Lisa Mayhew Jones that was recognized at the annual meeting, along with yourself. She was recognized for all her work with Smithville. So, and she's going to be on the big event that we've got coming up May 1st, small business event broadcast right out of WSIC studios here in Cornelius. She's going to be one of our guest speakers and talking about the things they're doing over Smithville. So, yeah, we work very closely with those individuals and what they're doing.
Bill Russell teasing the 2024 Small Business Event. That's going to take place on May 1st. It's a special live broadcast in the evening on May 1st. You will be able to go back and watch it on demand. A lot of great speakers lined mm-hmm. up, a lot of great thought leaders, and also just a great time because it's kind of like a Bill Russell, Joe Vagnone After Dark kind of special kind of thing too. So things kind of get weird. That was actually
now I'm very excited. I'm very excited about being there now.
Last year for the event, the 2023 Small Business was my first like event I did with WSIC, and so you could imagine at 6 o'clock at night in Statesville being locked in a room with Bill Russell, Joe Vagnone. Thankfully, there were other professionals there as well to kind of guide the situation, but it definitely got rowdy. Somehow or another, within a short number of weeks after, there was this giant blow up balloon of Joe Vagnone. And I don't know, things got a little weird. I'm not sure. So Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, host of Town Talk. Bill, what should we be focusing on in the business community or just residents of the community when I hear this mantra of shop local, right? What does that actually mean in my day to day?
Well, it doesn't mean that you don't go out there and continue to support the Walmarts and the TJ Maxx and the Amazon and the other stores that employ people. But it means that the guy down the street, the lady that owns the boutique, they're your neighbors, they're your friends. They're probably going to be more inclined if your son wants to have a trying to get a sponsorship for a little league baseball team. Probably not going to get it from the big box store down the street. It's going to be this mom and pop that's running this local store that's going to get behind and probably fund your son's baseball, little league, whatever. Those are the people. Those are your neighbors. Those are your friends. And they're the backbone of our community in terms of our economic development, small business.
Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. If you miss his show, Town Talk, well, this is what you do. You just download the WSIC app. You can get the show on demand, watch, listen anytime you want. WSIC News, it's on the iOS store and the Google Play store. Bill, we appreciate you. Looking forward to your show today. Town Talk airs at 4 o'clock.
Looking forward to it.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34.
On the dot.
Ayo.
That's good.
I forgot to tell Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, who just joined us. I apologize in advance for when he shows up for a show at 4 o'clock. Pretty sure I broke this headphone thing here today.
He can sit over here.
Yeah, he might need to. Checking my timeline during the break, massive great white shark spotted recently 20 miles offshore of St. Pete Beach, 15 feet long.
Yikes.
This is one of the reasons why I don't venture to the ocean very often.
But how far off the shore? I can't see that far.
Only 20 miles.
20 miles?
It's just a light swim, light yog.
I can't swim that far. I can't swim 20 miles offshore. It's fine. I can still get in the ocean.
But so that's what makes this okay, is that this is 20 miles away from you, and so you're okay accompanying the same geographic territory.
Yeah, it's their house.
It is their house. That's certainly something we need to recognize. Yeah. Have you ever seen a shark in
I have not seen a shark in the, you know, in the wild. Now, have I told you the story about the time Rob saw one?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So Rob's brother used to live in Florida, on the coast of Florida. And Rob would go down there and stay and, you know, hang out. And they would go surfing. They loved to surf. So Rob was a big surfer.
Fish food.
Yeah. So they would be out there in the water surfing Cocoa Beach. That's where it was. And they were out surfing one day, and Rob said that they're just sitting on their boards waiting on the wave, and a bull shark swims right in between them. And that was the last time he went in the ocean. That was it for him.
He said he saw one, and he's like, That's it. I'm not taking this risk anymore.
He said, the wave came, I went in, and I haven't gotten back in the ocean since. And he hasn't. When we go to the beach, he does not get in the ocean.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at him.
But I was like, I haven't seen it. I get stung by jellyfish all the time, but, you know, I'm in their house. It's all right. I don't mind it.
And that's when Rob pees on you?
No, we don't do that.
That's what you're supposed to do?
No, no.
That's what you're supposed to
do? Well, we don't do that. So just you don't to get let an everyone infection. Know. An infection. It's just a sting. It's not a cut.
It's a burn.
It
thrashes your skin.
It's not that bad.
You make it sound like it's just normal to get stung by a jellyfish also. It is. Let me make that clear. Not normal.
It is. If you get stung enough times, you're like immune to it. So it doesn't really hurt anymore.
You built up the antibodies.
Yeah. Yeah. So it really doesn't hurt at all anymore.
Are they box jellyfish?
No. Just the like
generic. Because you're the box jellyfish.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those. No, just the generic, you know, the jellies of the Atlantic Ocean.
Box jellyfish makes me think of Will Smith.
Horse.
7 Pounds, the movie. Have you ever seen that movie?
I'm not following you, no.
Oh, you've not seen that movie. No. See, that's the problem, is you haven't seen the movie.
A box jellyfish is in the movie?
Yeah. Bill, have you seen 7 Pounds?
I have not.
So Will Smith, I don't know if it's based on a true story. I'm going to guess not, because it's pretty outlandish.
Is a movie about a jellyfish?
Guy makes a mistake, basically gets into a car accident, and then he tries to make it up his whole life by giving. He's like this wealthy, like doctor kind of guy, and he like gives people all of his stuff. And then the last thing he does is he sits in a bathtub with a jellyfish and then kills himself.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's a really good movie.
That sounds like an awful movie. It's,
maybe it's more of my description of the movie.
Yeah, not adding to my playlist. No, not adding that one.
It's a pretty good movie.
Plus, I already know how it ends.
Right.
With the jellyfish.
Rob pees on him. That's how that one goes.
Okay. Do you remember the story that we told a few weeks ago or maybe a month ago about the stingray that was like spontaneously pregnant?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Still has not had the babies, but
it
was all a media thing, and it really did spontaneously get pregnant. It did not get impregnated by the shark, so it's kind of fallen off. Everybody figured out what the bit was.
Oh, it did it on its own? That's not even...
The old classic.
Yeah. Right.
That's not even sick enough for me to
pay attention. Sat on a toilet seat, did
you? They right. named the baby Steezus, like Stingray Jesus.
No, they did not.
Whenever right. it's born, whatever it is. But
Jesus.
No.
You don't like that?
No, I don't.
Is
like
that sacrilegious?
I don't know what it is, but again, the stingray, is it a guy stingray or a girl stingray?
It's a female stingray.
Okay, so stingrays do get pregnant. Because, like, you know, male seahorses right. have babies.
Right. No,
you ever seen a video of that?
Yes. Yeah, you sent me a couple.
That'll change your day.
But there's another one that I saw on TikTok. It's an octopus. So there was this boy who begged his parents for a pet octopus. They did all this research. Yes, it's going crazy on TikTok.
Mommy!
Yeah. He begged his parents. Now, Katie begs me for an octopus. I'm like, no.
It's a simple answer.
Just don't. We're not. But some parents will say yes. And these said yes. And it comes and it has eggs attached to it. And they said, oh, well, she's not. The eggs have to be fertilized by a male octopus. Same thing. They've had about 120 baby octopi. Is that plural
sure.
of octopus?
Heck yeah. 120?
120.
Since they've had it.
Since they've had it, yeah. And so it's just every day on TikTok, and I wish I would have found it.
So these are pre-fertilized.
Yes. Yes.
Octopi.
You could start an empire with that many.
So octopi. Now they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with them. Are they going to sell them? Are they going to give them away? They're feeding them shrimp right now. And the latest posting is that they've run out of shrimp for all the baby octopi.
That's a lot of shrimp.
What the dog doing?
Yeah, right?
120 of them.
So
it's a lot of mouths to feed.
Noah begs you for an octopus.
Mm.
You get it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seems it has plausible. 120. Yeah, you Seems do plausible. It. You would totally do
I
it.
Definitely probably would.
You would definitely Here's the do cool it.
Part. Wait, but octopus have to live in salt water, right?
I don't. Yes, probably.
Or do
yeah.
they have freshwater octopi?
I'm guessing it's probably a saltwater tank. It's a huge tank if you find it on.
Maybe the freshwater version is calamari on our plates. Is that the freshwater version of octopus?
No, calamari is squid.
Indeed, it is.
Isn't it's squid? Are squid and octopus different?
No, octopus is. Yeah, they're different. Have you ever had octopus to eat? It's very different than squid.
How is it different?
It's bigger, chewier.
Like, so they're two different animals. Mm-hmm. I've always just used the term synonymously.
Mm-hmm. No, they're different. But yes, back to my question. You get it. The octopus has 120 baby octopi. Mm. What are you doing with them? Selling them, eating them, throwing them in Lake Norman and seeing what happens?
So this presents a conundrum for me. Again, if they're freshwater, I have a good plan for it. If there are freshwater octopi out there, don't know
Let's say
are.
They're not.
Let's say they're not. I have a conundrum with it. This is a problem. I would actually go for the eating of them, but there is a traumatizing situation that occurred not to me, but to Demi as a kid. She had a pet crab, and I believe, her grandfather one day when she was so excited showing it to him decided that he was just going to take it and pop it in his goozle and then ate it. And mm-hmm. this was her pet crab.
Mm-hmm.
She claims that's why she doesn't like seafood. So the problem with 120 octopi is they would spoil because I imagine I can't eat 120.
They're tiny. They're tiny. They're like the size of a pencil eraser.
Like, are we talking like edamame style? Like, I can pop, 500 smaller edamame.
Smaller than an edamame.
Oh, well, then I eat them.
kind of like a peanut size.
Yeah, I feel no remorse. I'll eat them.
You just pop them?
Just send their souls
like
to Jesus.
Like sushi? You're cooking them? What you doing?
I'd try different styles. Maybe a little flat top. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little grill. Maybe a little pan fried. Maybe a little oven baked. Maybe a little deep fried. Or air fried. Not even deep fried. I'm going to go healthy with it. Oh. Air fried. We'll go air fryer with it.
Yeah.
I imagine the meat is probably pretty good for you.
That's probably. Yeah.
Surf and turf, baby. That's it right there. That surf and turf burger. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to Mickey D's. I'm getting me a McDouble because I ain't paying for no double cheeseburger. And then I'm popping
sprinkling it with baby octopi.
It's that new Parmesan, you know?
If someone just joined, I'm really sorry.
Baby octopi is what's on the plate tonight.
What's on the menu?
Or I might not even go try to sell them to some local cuisine places. You know what I mean? Maybe they're short on octopi right now. Maybe the calamari. But calamari is squid, you're saying. Not octopus.
It's squid. It's not octopus. Yeah. You've never had octopus?
I've had calamari.
No, it's different. It's different. Calamari is the little and it's deep fried. You know, octopus is usually grilled or usually grilled anytime I've had it. I've never had a fried octopus.
It's all cat. So.
It's not cat. Horse. It's octopus.
Bad gator.
Anyway.
Is that the same consistency as octopi?
Gator is chewy, but octopus is chewier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Chicken versus alligator versus octopus.
Chicken is, every time.
Is the chewy? No. Is the
chewiest. Octopus is the chewiest.
Okay. So I'm trying to get a gauge here. Mm-hmm. Like how strong does my jaw need to be at the time I sit
Real
down
strong,
with this
yeah.
plate of 120 octopi?
I went to this fancy dinner and it was one of the appetizers and I was like, well, I got to pretend like I fit in. Like I know what I'm doing with all these fancy people. And
which fork do you use for your octopi?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think I picked it up with my hands. And so I take a bite out of it and I'm just chewing and chewing and I keep chewing and nothing's happening. It's not.
It's like an Ethiopian restaurant now. That's what
the hell I'm doing. Yeah.
It's like when I go to the Indian restaurants, right? Like there's the one in Cornelius and there's the one in Davidson mm-hmm. and you just eat with your hands.
Yeah.
That's what I visualize now is you just taking these octopi. Just
it's just like the tentacle is what you're eating.
Make maybe like an ornament out of a couple of them.
Probably
make a good ornament.
I don't know. I just pass on octopus now whenever I see it.
What are, did they say what they're doing with the family? Because this started from, this is actually based on a true story. Right
yeah.
Now.
So the TikTok channel is called TikTok Opus is what it is. That's the channel if you want to look it up. So they're putting all of these little babies in like individual styrofoam cups. I mean, they're trying to keep them alive. I don't know what they're going to do with them.
You just get goldfish food? What do the babies eat?
Shrimp. They're eating like little
baby,
shrimp.
Like,
yeah.
Like these little babies. Like how big? Like, do you see a picture at all?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
I'll have to show you in the break so you can see it.
Yeah, cookies would be good for it.
I'll show you the break. We're almost there. But yeah, they are. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
120 popped out like that. I didn't know that they spawned as such. That's spawning. That's not giving birth. That's spawning.
They're eggs, though. They're born from eggs.
Males or females?
All of them are born from eggs.
No, is it male octopus?
The females have the eggs.
The females have the eggs. Okay, yeah. Again, back to the seahorse.
Gotcha.
I didn't know.
Just seahorse. Seahorse only.
That's the only animal.
The only one.
Is that verified?
Maybe a duck platypus.
Yes, or else you would know about these other animals.
Like octopus.
You don't know about that.
This is very Avre Dupois of us.
Mm-mm.
Very much.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 8:48. Happy Wednesday day to you. 9 to 11, the Home Ad Show coming up next. We'll talk with Patrick Reynolds shortly, the host of that show. If you want to buy, sell, trade, you got a birthday, you got an anniversary. But today is no shortage of content for you in the day. 11 o'clock, Representative Jason Sain, who's going to be broadcasting from Raleigh today. And he's got a guest, somebody running for the North Carolina College Republican. So he's running to be the next chairman. This is a student named Euthan Love. If I'm pronouncing his first name wrong, I do apologize. He's a student at Belmont Abbey, though.
Mm.
Interesting. So finding the next generation getting involved in the process. I think Representative Sain, I don't think he would be mad at me saying he has a passion for finding those people because clearly he's passionate. Representative Sain is about helping many in the community and all he does for the area, which is really good because, you know, we need funding. We need mm-hmm. things like that. We need just good general wisdom and thoughts and principles. So
you need participation.
You really right. do. And he's That's big right. On education and all that good stuff. He's happy. I think I saw some people commit for UNCC. He's a 49er grad.
Okay.
I saw some commitments, I think, in the basketball arena for UNCC that he was pretty excited about, too. I get to the only thing I get to really like gloat as far as the sports side against him being from App State was the hockey game, the Carolina Classic game that went on at Knight Stadium. I don't rub it in his face though or anything like that. I don't do that. So that's from 11 to noon. Representative Jason Sane, all things Sane. Noon to 3. You got a national political addiction? Well, you can get that itch with Todd Starnes. We carry the Todd Starnes Show Monday through Friday, noon to 3. Todd's going to be joining us on May 24th. He's going to broadcast his national show live from our Statesville studio. If you want a chance to meet Todd, you can do that. Go to our website, wsicnews.com. You can register. He'll be doing a book signing as well. And then 3 o'clock today, it's Wednesday, so you've got the sheriff of Iredell County, Sheriff Darren Campbell, the good, the bad, and the guilty. Going to be live from Studio A. And then 4 o'clock, we talked to Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce earlier. He'll be doing his show, Town Talk, live from 4 to 5 here at Studio C. 5 o'clock then, Joe Berg, producer extraordinaire at Studio A and also host of The Scoreboard, WSIC sports director. Let's see if Patrick Reynolds is in the seat right now. Patrick, of all the shows today, of all of the ones in the entire lineup, what's your favorite?
Mine, of course.
Good morning.
Then second to that, obviously, The Scoreboard, because it's my producer, Joe Berg.
Yeah, you better. Otherwise, yeah. He'll cut that mic off.
That's right.
I know. Basically, I just heard the last part of your question because he almost cut me off here. So I was like, I was able to put what you're asking out of context clues together and always answer with yourself. Why not?
We're being joined by Patrick Reynolds, host of The Home Ad Show, which airs 9 to 11 Monday through Friday. Okay, Patrick, I've asked you the past couple of days. Yesterday you had what was the craziest item you had yesterday on the show, or most fun moment, we'll say?
Most fun moment. Oh, definitely the birthday spin wheel. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was the birthday went to our first caller in, and she was excited. She called in her own birthday, and she was excited and blessed that she had another year as her, she said, no eclipse pun intended, but another year around the sun. She said, life has thrown so much at me. I am blessed to have another day. I'm another year older. It is the greatest day of my life. It was fantastic. She was caller one for the show. She was the first one on the birthday wheel. We spun it a couple hours later. Boom. She was the winner of the birthday show. So it was kind of appropriate, kind of heartwarming way to end the show. It was very anti-Ever Dupois. That was the way to end the show.
And you said the word right.
Perfectly.
Patrick Reynolds, also working with Waves Entertainment, Live Under the Oaks kicked off last week on Friday. You had a chance to sit down with Danny Carr and the Skeleton Crew, and you sat down with Danny and had a good chat with her. Let's go ahead and play this clip back. Patrick recorded a little interview with Danny. Let's go ahead and play it and see what she had to say.
Hello, everybody. Patrick from Waves here at Burkdale Village in Huntersville, alongside Danny Carr. She's our featured performer tonight. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
We're doing great. A little warm in the sun.
Right.
Great fire. A little chilly here. Yeah. So good to have you with us tonight. I wanted to ask you, I've never asked you this before. What did you listen to growing up that influenced how you perform now?
Oh, gosh. It was a little bit of everything, but I'd say Southern rock was kind of the first genre that I was introduced to, that and hair metal, but I didn't really stick with the hair metal. It was just my mom. But yeah, I'd say Southern rock. And I had a favorite band growing up. They're not really like what I play now. I guess you might find a little bit of influence, but it's a band called My Chemical Romance. And they were huge for me. That was the first band that I saw. And I was like, I want to do that. That's what I want to do.
So that was the musical influence growing up. What about stepping on to stage?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any influence there on how your stage presence or how you perform, or do you just follow those musical performers that you admired?
Yeah, I mean, I went to a ton of concerts growing up, and I just was so fixated on the performance aspect and seeing how people could, you know, connect with crowds and really make that experience. And so all the musicians that I've looked up to, you know, Janis is a big one. Stevie is a big one. Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance is a big one. They just leave it all on the stage. And so that's where I draw from, I think.
I've seen you play the guitar. Any other instruments that you play?
So I like to say I dabble in a lot of little things, but I'm not really that great at all. Okay. But I'm kind of coming along with piano, which will be coming out soon live. I'll be playing that. Play a little bit of fiddle, harmonica. Those are probably the top ones.
How about singing wise? Did you take lessons or is that just natural talent?
No, I never took lessons, although I wish I did. Because once I started performing, I had always just sang from feel and kind of taught myself how to sing somewhat in tune. But when you start playing live, it's really intense on your voice. So I wish I would have taken lessons back in the day, but all off of feel so far.
Well, we're looking forward to the show tonight. Have a great
Thank one. Thank you guys so much for having me. Always happy to be in Burkdale.
Thank you guys for watching. Patrick from Waves, Danny Carr. We'll see you next time.
And if you don't remember, Danny Carr was on...
The Voice?
Was it The Voice? No, it wasn't The Voice.
It's not The Voice?
It was
AGT.
America's Got Talent.
That's it.
It was really cool to watch. She had a standing ovation on the show. Mm-hmm. Cool that she's still sticking around local. Patrick, for the local scene and the music vibe going on, are there a lot of artists that I think that I would guess there's probably quite a few that come through the air that most people never even have heard of, if I had to guess right?
Yes. The Lake Norman area, North Charlotte, actually, within the WSIC audience range, we have discovered, I've used the air quotes for the word discovered, but we've come across, maybe through Waves Entertainment, unbelievable musical talent, singing, instruments. If you go to like open mic or, at any of these pubs around the lake or, just your random outdoor festival or concert, I am very impressed and surprised overall with the talent. And these are your neighbors. These are just folks working jobs and stepping up on a stage. They got the courage to grab a microphone or an instrument. Talent level really, really high in this area. And I usually see a good show, even if it's somebody I've never heard of. Step forward, boom, it's killer vocals and some great music that I hear. It's quite surprising, but in a very, very good way.
Give us the rundown for this weekend. Patrick Reynolds, also the voice of the community calendar that you hear each hour on WSIC. Patrick, what's on deck for the weekend that people, if they're still looking for plans, might want to pay attention to?
Always look to the Kane Center. That's always a fun place. They've got some music there. 80s icon John Oates is there Friday night. They've got Jeff Allen, a comedian, on Saturday. Burkdale's Live Under the Oaks. We just talked to Danny Carr there last week. Joseph Gallo is there this week. They've got music every single Friday night from here through October. A free concert at Burkdale Village there. Keep track of Waves Entertainment on our website and our social media. As we do, we do something similar to the community calendar. There's a lot of overlap there between the two things as well, with local music and festivals and concerts and a lot that's going on with WSIC as well. So I think if you follow WSIC and Waves Entertainment, man, you are going to have a fun summer. That's capital F-U-N, fun summer, if you look at that. But I'd start right there at the Kane Center and Burkdale Village, two staples pretty much all year round.
Patrick, you're an interesting character. I enjoy my time with you. I'm thinking to one of our conversations yesterday. We had Elon Musk announced the robo-taxi coming out August 8th. And I posed the question to Mamie. If you walked into a taxi, would you rather see a robot driving or The Undertaker? Don't know if you're a WWE fan.
Do you know who The Undertaker is?
Do I know who The Undertaker is?
Okay. I didn't.
I'm a male. Of course I know who The Undertaker is.
Which would you prefer when you step into a taxi cab?
Undertaker, 100%. Give me a ride. That's going to be fun. That's going to be one for the ages.
It'd be a good ride, yeah.
Darn right. Actually, I prefer any human being over to a robot when it comes to automobiles.
Oh, I didn't put you. I need to put you down in the betting. Did I get your betting pool from you? I took the over-under from people here. Will the robot come August 8th be wearing a hat? I think that's what I had asked.
Yeah.
Is that the parlay I did?
Yeah, that's it.
Your take, Patrick, I'm going to add you to the pool on this one. Do you think the robot come August 8th when Elon introduces RoboTaxi will be wearing an actual hat?
No hat. There's going to be no hat on him.
And the buy-in's 600,000, right?
Yeah, the buy-in is 600,000. Can I put you down for a check?
Yeah, you're taking a check. That's all you need? Sure. Make it 600 million if that's all you need. Whatever you want, fill it in. I'll give you a blank one. You just put in the check. Love you, bro.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show. You can start calling in about a couple of minutes here. You can call in 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464 if you want to buy, sell, trade. You got a birthday, you got an anniversary, stick around with Patrick. You can take him on the go with you with the WSIC News app. You can actually do that with the entire lineup. Patrick, we appreciate you, sir. Best of luck on the show today. Break a leg.
I will. I've got a spare, so one is okay to be broken. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, WSIC News app, iOS store, Google Play store. Tomorrow's Thursday, Lil Friday, Liz Law Love LKN Women's event going on. Yes. Greystone Lodge, and a whole bunch of other shenanigans, I'm sure.
It's going to be a fun day.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9, 100.7, WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.